Hello?
Yeah.
Ellie?
Yes.
Were you really fingering yourself when we were talking about SpongeBob?
Oh my god, why are you asking me this?
You were?
Why are you asking me?
Because I've never met like someone that was such a huge fan of SpongeBob.
Sure.
No, was that what?
Stop asking me.
Don't be embarrassed about it. SpongeBob's cool and shit, but like.
Stop asking me. You're alone. You're not coming over here to finger me, so stop asking.
But I'm not alone. I'm with Jesus. I'm with Jesus.
Right or, yes or no? You're not coming over here to finger me, so stop asking.
Whoa, did you give me a reason to come over there?
Yeah, I told you to come over here.
Did you?
Yeah.
I feel like I'm missing something.
I told you to come over here and you told me no.
Oh. So if I like just kind of hopped in my little rig and just head out there, what am I expecting to?
My little rig. I don't have to work. Yeah.
Oh, so you don't have to work tomorrow. So what should I expect? Should I bring water? Something to stay hydrated? will we have a morning exercise?
I do have water. I can keep us hydrated.
You have tap water. Don't fucking play. You gave me that shit last time. I'm a bad bitch, okay? I deserve some really fucking good water. If you don't have Deja Blue up in that bitch, I am not coming.
I like tap water. But that's just me.
So you don't have Deja Blue.
Mm-mm. You like coming?
Do you, what? Do you like cum?
That's what I said. I said, are you
fine? Oh, I'm not yet. I'm not touching myself. I'm not like you. I'm not thinking of SpongeBob and just going at it. It's not fucking free for all down here with SpongeBob.
Stop.
Anyways.
Anyways.
Oh, man.
What?
Thank you so much. Yeah, no
for
idea.
What?
You suck my dick? Hey, you know what? For a second there, I was trying to ask you for a blowjob. But, like, as a guy, what's the best way to ask for a blowjob?
Because I will.
Okay, yeah, but, like, I was, like, grabbing the back of your head and, like, kind of pushing you down there. You weren't getting the hints
no
I was dropping. So
I
how
idea.
Do I, what do I say next time?
Next time, you just, no, there's just... Yeah, no. I got it.
But you didn't this time.
I got it.
Oh, next time.
I understand.
So what's the difference? Because it was like the first time I've ever met you and how
I know.
Am I supposed to...
So I didn't want to be like too forward and just like go right in there.
Oh, okay. But you just slept with me. So wait, okay. I get it. Okay, no. Come on. No, it's okay.
It's not cool.
Well, no, we had sex. We had sex, but you would not give me a blowjob because it was our first time. It makes total sense. And then I tried the anal thing, and you, like, totally got freaked out by that. Not
so
that big.
You're not going to come over here?
I don't know. I sound inebriated.
Huh?
Why would you let me drive when I'm this drunk?
Huh?
You don't care.
Yeah, I do. I'm not inebriated.
So if I go over there, can you give me a massage? Because my fucking back hurts.
Yeah. Come on. Are you okay to drive? One.
Yeah.
You're not okay to drive.
I know. You have to give me anal.
Oh my god. Who just said that? Your friend? Yeah. Yeah,
I gotta go poop. I gotta go poop. Sorry. Oh, God. Oh, stop this. Hey, everybody. This is 18 Chill. This is the official first podcast with all the dudes. On the mic now is A Easy. And we have
Seymour Butts,
and we have yet to be determined on the last name, right, Tyrone?
How you gonna say my name? So we're gonna start off with the
let's recap. Okay, so I met this chick a while back. We're still texting her, talking to her right now. She apparently liked what I did. I was very drunk, and I cannot say what I did because I don't remember. So is that considered rape?
No.
She raped me? No, I was willing.
You was willing.
I was willing.
Consent.
But when I woke up the next day and saw her picture, I wasn't willing anymore.
That was different, but... Mm.
So then it's not rape.
It's not rape.
It's not rape, man.
Okay.
No matter how you put it, it's not rape.
I mean, I had a good time.
as long as you had a good time, it's all matter, right?
I mean,
right.
And plus there's proof, so it's not
rape. Right, true. Okay, so anyway, so we called this chick, and we've just been fucking with her. Like, it's obvious that, like, I'm not into her. She's too young. She has zero kids, apparently. You guys heard that many times.
And she has a problem with somebody who has four.
Yeah, but she still wants me. Okay, so since we hung up on her, I told her I had to poop, okay? And she texted me, she said, can we talk on the phone? I said, hang on a sec, pooping, right? Because I have to keep up with my story. She caught us. Yeah, she knew that my friends were here listening. Anyways, and she said, seriously? I said, yes. And then she says, well, I like you. I don't know. I guess I'll wait. Look forward to you pooping. If you don't want to, I'll just go to sleep. And they responded with, I was pitying at the time. They responded with, oh, I want to, baby. Which is not the way I talk, you guys. then she says, then come over now. And then I said, one sec. And then she says, 25 minutes is your limit. I've just been given a 25 minute limit from a crazy chick.
Tell your regular ain't fired up yet.
Tell her you stay farther away.
Oh, okay. Well, no, she knows.
She don't know.
Okay, so do I have to come to you?
Oh,
that's a bad idea. Okay, let's call her now. We're calling her now. We're gonna get caught back up. Everyone's caught up now. Everyone knows what we're doing.
But we're live in the stabbing wagon.
We're live in the stabbing wagon. Hey, team chill, boys.
Let's do it. Chill.
She probably won't answer.
Yeah.
Hey, sorry. I feel much better now.
Huh. What?
No, I feel fine. Thanks for asking. So I've been given a 25-minute time limit? Do you?
Yeah, I was just kidding.
Oh, okay. I figured that. Okay. Yeah, no, I didn't think it was funny because I can't fucking drive that fast. You know, whenever I'm given a deadline, I usually like to try and meet that shit.
But are you coming here or do I have to go there?
You have to. Do I? You what? You where? Where are you?
Do I have to go there?
No, absolutely not.
Absolutely not. Why? No,
because I don't know, like my stomach's messed up. I'm just doing a lot of pooping today.
So are you coming here?
I'm not coming at the moment. No, thank you. Thanks for asking.
Oh.
I'm not right now. But I just kind of want to talk to you and just kind of get to know you a little bit better. So besides SpongeBob, what do you like?
I don't like SpongeBob. Why do you have background laughter?
That's definitely me laughing. I laugh like a little kid, man.
No,
I can't help it.
You have background laughter.
No, I don't. I don't. Yeah. If I would have called you like about 4 minutes ago, I would have been pooping. You would have heard that background. Mm. Would you rather have that? Yeah, then stop bitching.
That's sorry. Not you.
Oh, man, that's me.
No, you have no that's idea. Background laughter.
That's it. No one's laughing. This is not funny anymore. Yeah, we started at the same time. You know what that means? It's time to hang up. No, actually, I want to talk about the anal thing.
Why?
Because are you down for anal?
Are you going to come over?
I wasn't expecting that answer. You mean you'll do you have a strap on?
Are you going to come over?
Do you have a strap on?
Are you going to come over?
I think you should answer my question first.
No, me first.
Well, Well, the only reason I need a strap on is because I don't think my dick can get hard today.
Why?
I've done a lot of... I snort crayons. What? You were accepting of that answer? Really? That's weird.
I do. I accept it.
You expect me to snort crayons?
Sure. Do you?
If you do anal, I'll come over.
You are somebody else. You have me on speakerphone.
I don't.
Bullshit.
No, you're on speakerphone for sure because my phone's broken. No.
I mean, I've been one to do that before, so.
Before? Well, why did you freak out when I tried to the other... When was that?
That was the first time.
Did you know I was really... I had a great time. I almost said I was really drunk. That's not nice.
I know. I just didn't want to, give you, all of the above.
All of the above. Yeah, what was with that? I was really hankering for a blowjob.
Okay, well, I just didn't want to give you all of the above.
Yeah, but, sex is kind of, the last one you should give out.
I'm just a little bit,
Did you not take sex ed in fucking high school?
What?
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 The sex. It sounds like you're choking on dick.
So you're not
going to
come over?
Not mine.
Shut up.
I'm just saying, man. Shut up. I'm sorry. Yes, ma'am. All right, so I'm gonna pass the phone. Take the phone.
No.
You're stupid.
Oh man. Okay. Sorry. I had to.
You're stupid.
Hey, my dog.
You're dumb.
I know. Why do you like
You're
me?
You're so dumb.
Oh, well, that's not very nice.
Hey, well, you're gonna come over and get your dick sucked or no?
It's 3 a.m.
You're not gonna come get your dick sucked? Okay.
No. That's a no for me, dog.
No, okay. Okay.
Okay.
That's your choice.
It is. I have a choice. Gail, I love you. Good night. Hello?
You're so stupid. You're so dumb.
You don't love me back?
You're so dumb.
I think you do love me.
No, I don't.
Oh. Well, that's not fucking nice. I just poured out my feelings to you and shot me down. You know what?
You just don't want to get your dick sucked, okay?
No. That's not true.
That's
for everything that I stand for as an American man, I want my dick sucked, damn it. Just not right now. I'm kind of tired.
You dumb. I just told you I would do that for you.
Well, then come over. What if, look, okay, hypothetically, fuck that word, man. Hypothetically speaking, if I was to have friends here.
What?
So would you suck my friend's dick?
Oh my god, you stupid.
No, if I asked you to.
So dumb.
No.
So dumb.
Is that dumb? That's not a dumb thing to ask.
Me so dumb.
I look out for my friends. I love my friends.
I know.
They love me too. And sometimes we share.
Yeah.
So if you like me,
suck his dick, because I'll suck yours, but not his.
At the same time?
No.
It's like a human centipede thing. What are we doing?
Oh wait, you're gonna suck his dick, and I'll suck your dick. So it's just
Wait, so you won't suck his dick? You'll make me suck his dick while you suck my dick.
Yes, exactly.
So you're expecting my dick to be hard while I suck his dick?
Duh.
Are you insinuating that I'm gay? By the way, America, I want to know. I have absolutely nothing wrong. I have no hard feelings towards gays.
Don't be rude.
I'm not being rude. I said I like the gays.
Yeah.
Really cool. Anyways, they have good tacos. I don't know. Have you ever been to a taco stand and the gay person was running it? It's better than any fucking straight tacos you've ever had.
So, are you coming over here or not?
So you've never had gay tacos.
I'm not talking about gay tacos. I'm talking about your straight dick taco.
My tacos. Wait, hold on. I don't have a taco. Women are the tacos. Guys are the not tacos. What are the eggplants? The burrito. Oh, yeah, a burrito. Yeah, thanks. So, no, I'm not getting my taco sucked.
Are you coming over here or not?
I don't think so. Like I said, that's a no for me, dog. Because you can come suck my friend's dick.
I want a George, not A's.
So, can I fist you?
Huh?
Can I fist you?
Huh?
I feel like I've asked this question one too many times.
Why?
Can I go elbow deep?
Man, don't be stupid.
I'm not being stupid. I'm sorry. You think I'm stupid?
You're being dumb.
This is me. I'm just dumb. I'm sorry. Were you expecting me to be smart?
No. I know that you're intelligent.
You do? So did I get sentimental with you at any point?
Yeah, you did.
I did?
Yeah, you did.
Oh, man.
That's
how you know. Are you sure it's not right, dog?
Don't be dumb.
Okay, I'm sorry. It was a hypothetical question. It was a hypothetical. I was talking to my angels on my left and my right shoulder. You still want me to come over there after everything I've just said?
Mm-hmm.
Why? Are you in love with me?
I really want to fuck you.
Why? Okay, well, wait, look. We're getting somewhere.
Oh, I really want to fuck you.
Why?
Hey, because I'm not an angel and
Did you call me babe?
Huh?
I just heard a red flag. What?
I'm not an angel. I just really want to fuck you.
Yeah, you avoided that question.
So
you just really want to fuck me. Okay, so is it any guy or is it like something special that I did?
No, it's particularly you.
Really? What is it? Is it the
beard, the face, all of it?
It's not my dick. Damn. Okay. I was kind of hoping a different answer. It wasn't my dick.
Why?
It wasn't the dick?
I mean, that was definitely good, but...
Wow. She stuttered. Man. All of America is going to know that my dick's just...
It was definitely good.
My dick's just like, man, it's okay.
Definitely good, but like the beard and the face and like all of it was like,
ugh. Ooh, how was that?
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, mm-hmm. Rawr. Mm-hmm. Growl for me, let me hear it.
Not good enough for you to come over here?
No, I'm sorry. I just really got the poops. I gotta go again. Okay, I love you.
You're not coming over here.
I can't. I got poops. I can't even make it down the street without shitting myself.
Yeah.
Okay, I love you. Bye. Bye, Mom.
Oh, man, I'm so fucked up, dude.
Oh, God.
She loves that shit.
Why is she like... Okay, wait, look.
She called you babe.
She did. That was creepy for me. You guys don't understand.
Can I go elbow deep?
You had to ask that question like 3-4 times before, like, she actually... Don't be stupid. Like,
yeah, I think she wants it like that. So, Colby, you're up.
No.
That's all you, my friend.
Oh, yeah. So, anyways, that was very awkward for me. I don't know how you guys felt about it, but I feel like that was rape. We talked about this before we started this whole thing, and you told me it wasn't. But she said I was getting sentimental. I'm an asshole.
You loved her.
I know.
Twice.
I know. It's fucking hilarious.
You don't love me?
I said you don't love me. I said bye, Mom. Oh, shit.
Why'd you say pass the phone? That's what we're going
to
give away.
Because I was just trying to be a... I was being a dick. I'm sorry. I feel like I was, I don't know, like she's...
You don't want your dick sucked?
It's kind of scary for me, man. Like, guys, look, you don't understand. This is a serious thing that happens to males in America now.
Please, parents, do not let your kids listen to this podcast. Thank you. Please.
Oh, shit, we probably should have. That was a disclaimer for the beginning of the podcast.
It was. Like, no kids allowed.
Our show's got some nudity, non-visual. We're not naked now, because that would be weird. Three naked guys in a fucking vehicle? That's a no.
In a stabbing wagon, dog.
A stabbing wagon. Yeah, we can't. Anyways, so.
You just creeped it out, dude.
Yeah, hey, right? You know what? It's okay.
It's not okay.
You guys, I think you guys give a shit too much, okay?
just a little.
I'm married, so I'm good.
He's not married. He just says that to make his significant other feel better. It's not real. He's not married. He's actually very single.
Okay, back to the podcast. Kids are not allowed.
Yeah. So when you first met her, how was it like?
Okay. So I pulled up to her apartment, and she's like, "Yeah, just park right there." And it was like right in front of her house. So I was like, or her apartment. So I was like, "Okay, I feel comfortable with this." And she was standing out there.
Did you with the googly eyes or what?
She did. But listen. Here's what really got me. Her silhouette reminded me of what's that motherfucker's name on Despicable Me? Crude? Crew?
I know. Gru.
Her silhouette reminded me of Gru. I was like, oh, this is going to be fun.
But how did you meet this girl?
Oh, fucking hell.
They have people okay. of America wants to know.
Okay.
Because you already told her that people of America are going to know. So.
Exactly. That was a disclaimer for her, by the way. So when she hears this, that was her disclaimer. She had her chance to get off the conversation. And I tried many times to get her off of the fucking...
Y'all heard it yourselves.
Many, many times. And I just had to tell her my mom, or what'd I say?
Goodbye, Mom.
Goodbye, Mom. And I think I finally freaked her out enough to where she will not call me again.
I think you told her, I love you didn't freak her out.
I know, it didn't.
But anyways, back on the conversation.
What was that?
So okay. She...
Where did you meet her?
Oh, where did I meet her? I was trying to avoid that question.
No. America wants to know.
Was it Tinder?
Fuck yeah, it was.
It was.
So you swiped right, she swiped left.
We would not have this podcast right now, would we? This show would not exist if we didn't have that.
This is all we do.
So did you think she was cute, or are you just swiping right on a bunch of people?
I was spam swiping.
Yeah, it was.
Absolutely. Yeah, and then whenever I run out, I'm like, fuck, I gotta wait 24 hours. You know, it fucking sucks, man. And it tempts you the whole fucking 24 hours to buy that shit. It's fucking scamming, man. Yep. Anyways.
It is.
It'll boost your personality. Yeah.
Don't ever try Tinder unless you want to.
Unless you want the situation right here.
Exactly.
So I guess, so.
Like when you like, okay, you met her, she met you outside, you parked in front of her apartment.
Yeah.
So what happens when y'all walked in?
I gave her like the friend hug, right?
Like the side hug or the like?
No, the pat.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, yeah.
And so then we walked up the, she had stairs that I forgot about when, but like, this is how drunk I was. Y'all don't understand. I was pretty fucked up, okay? So we went up the stairs. And I only say we went up the stairs now because I know the stairs. Because I didn't know there was stairs when I was there and we were fucking. But I remember bits and pieces, okay? So check this out.
So you've been there more once. So that's what
No. Once.
Only been there okay. once.
Once. She's trying to get me to go again. And we're all in agreement that this is a bad idea, right?
This is a one night stand gone wrong.
I'll be kidnapped. I'm sure.
That's the one bitch you put the dick down and she fell in love.
I think, but see, I was drunk. I can't.
Drunk sex. Did you tell her real
name? Like, your real name?
Mm.
Drunk sex she always does no. that.
Okay.
No.
Drunk sex is the best.
Okay.
I told her my name was A Easy.
So
we get upstairs, right? And then, it was just kind of cool. It was kind of cool. I remember this part. Okay. I can remember this. We lay on her bed and she's watching some really fucking weird show. Like it's, and that, guys, that was my sign. And
that was a red flag.
It was another red flag. But hey, you know what? I like to dance with them fucking red flags sometimes. Okay, guys?
And that's what gets you in trouble.
Yep. You know what? Anyway, so I had a good time. So we're just sitting there and I kind of put my arm around her. You know, I'm like all sly and like slick and shit. But then I realized like, oh, she's into this. Like she's liking this. Okay. And so, like, I'm just like, okay, let me try touching her a little bit. So, you know, I rub up on her, and she's, like, letting me. I'm like, oh, this bitch is a hoe. Okay. So,
yeah. So then I just... another red flag.
Yeah. So then I just went for it.
No, this was a green flag.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. This is a green flag.
Green flag.
So what happened, like, so you were doing it and she, like, you tried to put her head down or what?
Okay, yeah, yeah. So we were fucking, right? And this, mind you guys, I don't, like, do this, like, go multiple times. This is how I know I was fucking drunk, okay? So we got done on the first one because, you know, the first time is like, oh, fuck, oh, yeah, okay, blah, 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 and it's over, right? Okay, so we go a second time. And then, like, I'm, like, going down on her, and I'm, like, doing, like, what a guy should do. Like,
no wonder you get a bump on your lip.
Nigga, do I?
Got him!
No, that's not funny, because that's scary.
You went down on her, but she didn't go down on you.
Okay, so I went down on her, okay? And I got her off. Like, of I went course. The whole, I went the distance on her. I was like, all right, I got this. And I got her off. And she was like, you know, you know how girls do that fucking panting shit? Like, just take a breath, bitch. Take a big breath.
This ain't fucking Pornhub. Calm down.
This ain't Pornhub. Calm the fuck down, okay? You're not impressing anyone.
Yeah.
So, like, she got her breath back, you know, her, you know, after she fucking, what is it called? Whenever you hyperventilate. She was hyperventilating or something. Anyways. Got her breath back, and we were, like, watching more TV, and we're just, like, laughing and talking and shit. I told her, I was like, I need some fucking water, you know? And she's like, oh, yeah, I can get you some water. I'm like,
but no Deja Blue.
No, wait, dude.
It got worse?
Yeah. She comes back with a glass, and the glass looked dirty.
Yeah. She got to wash the glass.
Anyway, so the glass was, like, kind of dirty, and I was like, hey, okay. Like, I sipped out of it, and, like, I spit it back in, and I'm like, thanks.
So, just enough to wet your lips a little bit, but yes.
Yeah, I didn't want to fucking ingest that shit. Coronavirus is a thing.
Coronavirus?
And I feel like that's where it originated, with her cup. So,
that
I mean,
bitch Carol Baskin. That bitch Carol
Baskin. Anyway, so I drink the water, right? And, man, I don't know. This is why I black out.
Oh, shit. Oh, there we go. Here go the good part, y'all.
Oh, God damn.
So you did tell your lover when you're fucking her.
Yep.
Damn.
There we go.
Dude, oh, my God.
Yep, that's what how you do it.
Fuck. She might have
fucked the wrong
you.
Way.
She called me again. She called for like a second and hung up. That's weird, creepy. Anyways,
she might have fucked
dude,
you.
No, hold on a second, because I seriously, after drinking that water, like I don't now. It's like it was really foggy. I remember like bits and pieces after I drank the water. Started making out again, and I tried to push her head. I tried to force her head down to give me a blowjob. And she just wasn't having it. She was just like, you know? You
ever seen like a motherfucker trying to bite through your off?
Yeah, yeah, exactly. No, have you ever seen when you go fishing and like the bobber goes bop, 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 bop? It looked like that, except it wasn't on my dick. It was like way up here on my chest. I was like, bitch, get the fuck down here. And she's like, boom, 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 boom. So, anyways, blowjob didn't happen. And then I remember fucking, and then it just blacked. She's calling me again.
Answer. Put on podcast.
Answer it. Okay, all right. Oh, all right, remember we were at blowjob.
Yep.
Blowjob didn't happen. Hey, Ellie. Hello?
Yeah.
Oh, you're angry. What's going on, Grumpy Gilf?
You're rude.
I'm rude?
Yeah.
I told you that. I feel like that was a disclaimer.
Huh.
I'm not trying to be rude, it just happens.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyways, are you okay? Are you crying?
Well, I'm not fucking crying.
Okay, that's good. That would feel a little bad. Sounds like you're crying, though.
I'm not crying.
Oh, are you drunk?
No.
No? Are you sure?
Actually, you're trying to call somebody else.
Oh, okay. Call him. Okay, bye. He'll come.
He really gonna hang up on me?
You're trying to call someone else. I mean, go ahead.
I really tried to get you to come over here, and you.
Well, that's okay.
Wouldn't.
Maybe the other. Yeah, he can. He's got
what?
This. It's like 3:30. If you're gonna call him, I would call him. He might be asleep.
Fuck you.
When?
Fuck you.
Right now?
Fuck you.
You're repeating your words, and I really feel like you might be inebriated, a little drunk.
And you're not?
I'm always drinking. I'm never really drunk. Too. I'm an alcoholic. I got this under control.
Same.
Do you want to have a contest or what? Like, what the fuck? Like, are we having a pissing contest? What's happening?
I'm always shit-faced.
Shit-faced? See, well, see, there's the thing. You're an alcoholic. I'm an alcoholic if you're drunk. I'm almost never drunk. Except for that one time when I drank the water out of your faucet. Can we talk about that? I might have made a discovery.
Whatever. You like me, and you know it.
Ellie, I love you. You don't get it. I'm in love with you.
Shut up.
Okay.
You're not.
How would you know? You don't know me.
I know you love me.
Oh, yeah. How do you know? How did you know?
Because I know.
Oh, you love me too.
I saw it in your face. You love me.
Damn it, man. This is not a good look for me.
Oh, no.
So you love me too?
Oh, no. Huh?
I said, you love me too?
You love me?
Yeah, I already told you I do. With my whole heart.
Oh, bullshit.
You don't, wait, so you don't love me? It's kind of fucking mean.
Yeah, I do.
What?
Hmm?
You said you do?
Mm-hmm.
That's really sweet.
Do you?
Yeah.
Say it.
I love you.
Say it without fucking laughing. Say it without fucking laughing.
I'm really scared for myself right now.
You're so full of bullshit.
No, I love you. I'm sorry. Was that a snort? What was that? You sound like a thing off of Star Wars. Okay. I love you, Ellie. I gotta go to bed. My mom's calling me. My mom's telling me to come to bed.
Shut up.
No, I'm serious. My mom just said, hey, come on, sweetie.
Time for bed. You don't have a mom.
Shh. Damn, how do you know this much about my life?
I know you.
What? Oh, yeah, the water. I want to know about the water, Ellie. This water thing's starting to make sense now.
All right, just go to boys.
What?
It's fine.
What'd you
I
say?
Said just go.
Just go?
Go to
voice? This is
go
my
to the
voice.
Boys.
Papoys? You sound like one of those minions. Yeah. I don't have a boy. Remember that? No, you probably don't watch that show. You don't have any kids. I'm sorry I didn't watch that movie. You don't have
You're
any kids.
You're being stupid.
I'm not. Listen here, okay? I'm very smart. I'm tired of everybody in my life telling me I'm stupid. I love you. I gotta go. Bye.
Oh, shit. Man, that was good.
Yo, dude. I okay, look. Can we stop with the love thing, man?
Please. We didn't you say you do that.
Y'all keep agging
out. I thought you really love her.
No, dude. That's kind of creepy.
That's
my
when you
hurts.
Blacked out.
Yes. Yeah. It's,
how did you know about your mom deal?
Dude, I don't fucking know, man.
You blacked out.
After that water.
Bro.
She roofied you, dude.
I know she did. I'm look at my face. It's scared. My butt hurts.
And no, you got that bump coming up.
Shut up, dude. God, man. Like, y'all don't understand. Like, this is making for a great first show, but, like, I feel scared for my life. I feel like I should, like, file a restraining order on her. And maybe get tested
dude,
for
she a fucking loves you. She her. Must love you, dude.
No, she actually, like, I feel like that was heartfelt. Oh, man,
I think she loves
sick.
You, dude, because she has to, dude. She keeps calling you fucking 24 fucking 7.
Mm-hmm. I feel like I'm going to throw up. Honestly, right now, I feel like I'm going
to throw up. Every single rule there tomorrow.
Mm-mm. No, I'm not. No, you don't understand. This is scary for me. Remember how
was
I told
she
you about
that bad?
No, she was good. But I'm saying, like, this is creepy.
Off
like,
of one
creepy.
Night, like, she's already, like, attached.
Yeah, that's come on, dude. That's not normal. No sane person does that.
No sane. I don't hear people fucking on the first night anymore.
I do.
Well, Tinder does that for you, I guess.
Everything. That's all that Tinder is a fuck.
I do that with everything. Hold on. What do you mean by that?
I don't know.
Okay.
You know, I'm not easy to get. I always got to hold out. You know what I'm saying?
I don't.
Same here.
I'm a slut.
You are.
Oh, shit.
Okay, so yes, I blacked out. Okay, let me tell you guys something real quick. So after I drank the water, we fucked, and I tried the whole head thing, and it just wasn't working. And I do remember her saying, hey, so do you not, like, smoke after you fuck? And I'm like, yeah, sure. We went to her patio, and I smoked, and I saw my truck there, and I remember saying to myself, hey, man, it's a fucking nice and clean truck. Because I finally washed it after a long time, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, that shit was caked on there, man.
Yeah, you were talking about
surprised
that.
Surprised I didn't catch a lawsuit for something. So
motherfucker's white, shit's black.
And I was trying to tell her, I was like, so, you know, when it's time for me to leave, like, how do I get out of here? And, like, she was showing me her house, and, like, she had some pretty weird shit. She had a cat and some really, really fucking weird shit. By the way, I fucking hate cats. And she had some weird shit in her house. I was like, oh, that's cool.
She lived by herself?
Yeah.
Well, there you go.
She makes some good money.
Well, there you go.
Maybe I should love her.
You should.
Yeah.
No.
Anyways, so I asked her how to get out of her house.
He's thinking about it.
So I asked her how to get out of her house, and she told me the wrong way.
On purpose.
So
listen, you come back.
Listen, she told me, I don't forget certain things, okay? And I can remember these things because I remember my truck, right? Okay? So she's pointed down the hallway. She said, right down the hallway, you see that door right there? Go straight through that door, and that's how you get out. I was like, oh,
was that
okay.
Her bedroom?
Huh? No.
Okay.
No, it was a garage.
Well, maybe you opened the garage.
No.
You tried?
No. Listen. So, we go to sleep, and then I wake up, and, like, she's, like, on top of me, like, fucking me. And I'm like, that's cool, you know? Like, it's just, it is what it is at this point, you know?
Like, I'm fucking stuck.
Yeah, I'm fucking stuck here anyway. I'm not gonna fucking keep going. So, like, that happens, like, another 3 times, you know? Like, well, actually, I remember one time I woke up and I fucked her. So, did I just admit to it? No, I didn't. She was consensual. Anyways. So, I, like, the next morning, I get a call from my boss. He's like, hey, you just want to see what you're doing? How's it going this morning? You know, see what you're up to, see what you're getting done. I was like, oh, shit, yeah, man, I gotta, you know, I'm on my way out there right now. Like, I'm on my way for real. So, I tell her, like, look, I gotta go. She's like, oh, seriously? Like, really? I'm like, that was my whole fucking
job.
Yeah, that was my whole fucking boss. What the fuck you mean? Of course I gotta leave. So, I was like, okay. And I was like, how do I get out? She's like, you just go down that door, make a right, and it's down the stairs. Did everyone else catch that?
Yes.
She told you left earlier.
No, she told her straight.
Yeah, she told me straight earlier. Through
and
the door.
He went in the garage.
Ah.
But now okay. To go down and take a right and go down the stairs. This is getting very interesting.
It's creepy. It's creepy. You guys, the more I think about this, the more I feel like I should probably, like, call Mari. I don't know what the fuck he would do. Who should I call? Dr. Phil? Dr. Phil's an expert in this
stuff. It's Dr. Phil.
It's Dr. Phil.
Dr. Phil.
For sure.
You need to call.
Yeah, let's Google Dr. Phil's number and let's call it right now.
But can't do shit right now because of this stupid coronavirus.
You don't know that. Let's just, you know what? Why don't we figure these things out? Let's just figure it out. So can somebody Google Dr. Phil's number for me, please?
I'm recording, so I can't.
That means I have to.
Come on, T. Jones.
Yeah, come on, man. This is up to you.
I'm doing it.
What'd you say?
So, anyways, if we can get a hold of Dr. Phil, I feel like he could probably help me through this situation, because I'm sure he's been through this himself. If not him, then I'm sure that, you know, someone has been through this before. Maybe,
Anybody got any advice? I know you can comment on these podcasts, too.
Or we'll take phone calls.
We could take phone calls. Let's give them your number.
1-800?
No. We give them your number.
Yeah, give them my number. Call
in. It's 1-800.
No, it's not.
646-3200.
Is that really a number?
No.
So I actually. I thought that might have been our number. I don't know. I was like, I know we're new to this, guys. Wow. Like, how did we get a number so fast? Like, you guys are really fucking fast with this shit, man.
Wow. You're inebriated right now.
Yep. Sure am.
This is all we do, guys. So
we sit in the stabby cabin and bullshit.
They fucking make fun of me. This is what they make fun of me.
No, you make fun of yourself, and we just laugh with you.
Well, you know what? My life's fucking comedic, okay?
So, I mean, like, was it tight? Was it good?
Oh, yeah. That was A1.
You didn't think you expected that?
It was definitely A-team chill, for sure.
Does she look good?
No.
But she's like SpongeBob.
No, you know what? Her face isn't that bad.
What's bad then?
Her body that looks like Rue. I mean, we felt like we talked about this. Do we not remember talking about this? Go to contacts. Contact us.
Hold on, I'm looking at something.
Go to contact us.
Let me look this up, okay?
You know, if I get on the Dr. Phil show, this would be great for the A-team.
Why for us? You don't who got the goddamn problems.
Well, I mean, because I'm obviously going to bring my problems onto our fucking podcast.
True, but still.
Oh, we got a whole...
Bro, you're looking at shows. You're looking at episodes.
No, I'm not. I know what I'm looking at.
What are you looking at?
Each one, he has different...
Bro, click on that tab. Contact us.
Usually at the bottom. Be on the show is what I was looking at.
You guys send a request and they ain't going to have a number.
Look, if I can call and leave this request, that'd probably be best. I think Mr. Phil would understand. What is all that shit? You have to fill all that out?
Yes.
Just give me a number.
See, look, they don't have a number. You have to fill all this out.
I'm tired of, like, I got this.
Okay, text Phil to 88500. There you go.
Okay.
From your phone, okay. And then you do it, hell.
Wait, what do I text them?
Just wait till they text you back, and then just follow the instructions.
Okay, so what was the number? What, you guys, what?
88500.
Hey, 8500. Got it. Okay, and next.
Then you text the word Phil.
Okay, Phil.
You gonna spell it?
Look, hey.
All right. I mean,
Was it water worse than Mexico water?
So the water was just, it wasn't the water.
I think it was just a cup.
It was the cup. The cup looked the like. Cup looked
so low. If her dishes ain't clean, just she definitely ain't clean.
No, exactly. She was clean. Oh, here we go. Be on the show. Click here to tell us your story. I'm just going to text you. Can I just text it to you?
No. You have to follow the instructions. That's what I was trying to do.
Mr. Phil.
I'm not Mr. Phil.
No, I'm talking. This is, I'm recording.
Oh, okay.
This is
you never know when he's recording.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I forgot about
this
that.
This is easy.
How are you going to be recording and then we're recording on podcast?
Well, because this is good for, you know what? Just let me do this.
Okay.
Yeah. Mr. Phil, sorry. This is A Easy with the A Team, chill show. The thing I'm really wanting to, discuss with you about is a recent relationship I had with a woman I met on Tinder. I think I might have some issues. I feel like I have some issues with women and the women that I meet and that I decide to engage in sexual contact with. I don't have to necessarily be on the show, but if you can call me and just give me some advice, my number is 972-515-0246. My name is A-Easy. And that number just went on the show. It's okay. They can call me. Maybe somebody else has some fucking advice for me. Anyways, Mr. Phil, yes, you are being recorded on our show. I'm sorry, but if you can call me, that'd be nice. Thanks.
Yeah, we definitely get sued before we start this motherfucker.
It's okay.
That's what I was trying to do.
Mr. Phil?
I'm
talking. This is, I'm recording.
Oh,
this is A. This is A Easy.
How are you gonna be recording and then we're recording?
We just have to go over this to make sure it's good.
This is good for you know what? Just let me.
This is all we do.
Okay. Get Mr. Phil.
Y'all get the raw.
This is A Easy with the A Team. Yes. Show.
None of this is like really planned or anything.
To you about is a recent relationship I had with a woman I met on Tinder. I think I might have some issues. I feel like I have midlife some process. Issues with
it's
women.
Not really,
and
the midlife,
women
I'm not that old.
That I decide to,
what the fuck, man?
Midlife.
Engage in sexual contact.
You are 30.
I'm, so you're just going to say I'm dying at 60? What the fuck's wrong with y'all?
Yes.
No.
I mean, just give me
Midlife means middle of your life. I'm gonna die at 60 years old.
Hey, what the fuck? If you make it,
hold on. I'm saying this regardless of how the fuck it sounds. We gotta talk about this because now I'm fucking freaked out. Time out. No. I just fucking
you're lucky if you make it to 50.
Why do you say it like that?
Because all these chicks you meet on Tinder, your dick's gonna fall off.
It might. You know what? At least I had a good life.
You're gonna have a taco, not a burrito.
I hope my burrito stays where it is.
Man. Hey, look, you ain't gotta worry about that, bro.
I mean, you didn't know what to say. I was like, burrito?
Oh, fuck, man.
Poor girl. She's probably gonna kill herself.
All right, so I hope Phil gets
up. No, don't say that, dude.
She's not.
Love with you. She just told you she loved you now. That's
I wonder if Mr. Phil will get this. You know what? I'm gonna start watching the Dr. Phil show, Mr. Phil. I keep calling him Mr. Phil.
He's a doctor.
He's not a doctor.
He is a doctor.
And what degree?
In master's?
He has.
Master's in what? Like basic science?
Oh, God.
Like basic mathematics and chemistry?
Well,
like,
he's still a doctor? It?
Well, I guess you're right about that. Can I give it to you on that one? I'm going to get a doctor's degree in fucking art.
In fucking?
Fucking art.
So you learned your lesson not to swipe right no more, huh?
Mm-mm. Did you not just hear the conversation I had with Mr. Phil? I clearly stated I have issues.
So, she's trying to call some other dude over.
She did not. Come on, man. Do you believe that?
She's trying to make me jealous.
I obviously am not the one. why would I get jealous of that situation she's got going on there? That's not a me thing to do.
Oh, man. My mommy's calling me a-hole.
Man.
She's telling me to come on to bed.
Yeah, she's telling me to come to bed. Why would she continue? Okay, I'm sorry. Okay.
This is not right, people. I'm sorry. We shouldn't be doing this, but...
I don't give a fuck.
It's pretty funny.
I don't care. This is why it's
his life and not ours.
Yes. If you're met A-Easy, you would understand.
Yes.
Why do y'all make it like that?
Because the beard.
It's the beard. What else? What did she say? The beard and the what?
The face.
The beard and the face. Not the dick.
Not the
God
dick.
God damn. You know, I was kind of hoping we would move past that part in the show and
we are not moving past that.
Look, ladies, I'm really fucking cute.
You need to up your game though in that department. Then
what? How do you do that? Extends?
No, they got those penis pumps.
Do those work?
I don't know. I ain't never tried it. I ain't having a problem.
Damn it, man. Like, fucking full roast hour right now. Fuck. Oh, man. You know, this has been a pretty decent first show, I'd say. I feel like we've covered quite a bit. And
we've got an hour. So
Everyone's getting to...
We barely got 45 minutes.
No, we're still good.
I'm just saying, look, I'm done talking because everyone's going to make fun of me after this fucking show.
Well, it's about you. It's about your life.
Man, I got some fucked up shit to say, man. I'll tell you that right now, man. I think for tonight, though, we're just going to stay on this chick. Like, I want to know, like...
There we go, right there. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off. What's up? You got a bachelor in psychology.
Well, did we really give a fuck about that?
I did.
Psychology, not mathematics or
or science. Like you said, dude.
Or biology.
That's why he's a doctor. So he knows what he's doing and what he's talking about.
Anyways, like, let's just go back.
I just had to take it off of my boy, Phil.
Like, you're like a fucking doctor Mr. on Phil? Tinder, you know what I'm saying?
Dr. Phil, not Mr. Phil, Dr. Phil.
Yeah, you're right. I'm not going to disrespect a man like that anymore. Yeah. Sorry, Dr. Phil.
There we go.
You're Dr. Tinder.
Man, you know what would be very embarrassing?
No, he's not Dr. Tinder because he ain't got a degree. He barely got an associate's and shit.
And they're in love with him and shit.
Hey, he got a fucking F in the sex game, so.
Hey! Hey! Wait a second. That's not entirely true.
That's what she said. She didn't give you a C minus or nothing. She didn't even say
anything.
She
straight up F.
No.
Yes.
No, she did not.
Yeah, she did.
Why would she call me again right now? Why would she call me right now?
Because she's probably drunk and horny.
No, you know what? I'm about to find out right now.
No, dude.
Yes,
don't
I am.
Call
no.
Her in.
Where is it? Where's my phone?
See there? That's a sign. I have to call the bitch again.
You look here. Here's the thing, okay?
Is she really an alcoholic?
She's not. I'm pretty sure I am, though.
No, but she drank a lot. Was she drunk when you went over there?
No, what the fuck? I don't hang out with her. Like, I just fucking met the bitch.
One night stand.
That's
what it's
supposed to be. Now we're over here calling her and shit.
Yeah, that's you.
It's fucking hilarious. Where's my fucking phone?
Why are you filling all up here, dude?
Hell yeah, dude. Shoot.
It's back there somewhere. Hell.
Turn the light on. I can't see shit.
The stab wagon will have no lights.
Right there.
motherfuckers, right there.
Why y'all keep yelling at me? God damn.
It's like, it's like that
right over and it's sitting right there.
Hey,
all right,
so hey, Easy's like the retarded kid you gotta watch, you know.
So what were we doing?
I don't know. What were you doing?
I know.
Why'd I need my phone?
Hey,
I was calling her back.
10 seconds off. Calm down.
All right.
We got 15 more minutes, so we're trying to give y'all some more time.
All right, so let's just figure out if I was even any good at bed.
10 seconds.
This time, don't laugh. It's hard.
She's not gonna answer this time.
Blocked you.
That would have gone straight to voicemail. I've been blocked before.
She's just not gonna answer.
She's just not gonna answer. Hey, Ellie, you took a little minute there. I was worried. I thought you loved me. Hey, so I'm just gonna cut straight to the point. No, I'm not.
What?
Are you okay?
Yes.
Is that guy coming to help you out or?
No.
Why? What's wrong with him? What the hell's his problem?
What are you talking about?
I thought you said you were trying to call another guy.
No.
Are you lying to me?
I just wanted to make you jealous.
Yeah, well, it didn't work. Why'd you do that?
Well, I was trying to, but it didn't work.
I'm not the jealous type, baby. You're going to be okay with me. I promise. I love you. It's not funny. I think sometimes I say funny stuff, but...
What? I probably don't.
Oh, yeah. What do you mean? So, was I really not that good in bed, or...?
No, you were.
Oh, okay. You said no. That scared me for a second.
I wouldn't have called you back.
Right. That's what I was saying. Like,
do you have me on speakerphone?
No. I'm just saying, like, to myself, like, that's, like, why would you call me back if I wasn't any... Okay. I was just kind of... I was wondering.
No, you were great.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
What was your favorite part? Because I don't remember.
You don't remember any of it?
I do remember. I do remember. I do. But I don't remember... all of it, because, you know, I was kind of out of it a couple times. Mm-hmm. So, what happened? What was your favorite part?
Well, you ate me out. That was pretty great. Why are you laughing?
Because I get nervous and I laugh when I'm nervous.
You have me on speakerphone.
No, I promise you, I don't.
Yeah, you do. Yeah, you do.
Look, okay, it wouldn't. I've just been drinking. I'm sorry. I'm drunk.
Yeah, well, you ate me out, and then we had sex, like, mid-morning, and that was pretty great.
Yeah? I feel like we had sex a lot more than just once.
I know. Well, it was, like, 3 or 4 times, but...
Oh, I thought it was 6. I was, like, hell-bent it was 6 times.
Huh.
Oh, I don't like that laugh. All right, so anyways, moral of this whole story phone call thing, I'm actually good. I'm gonna try that again. So the moral of this whole phone conversation is that I'm actually really good in bed.
Hello? Do I need to, like, reassure
you? Yes, that's what I was looking for.
Reassurance, okay. Mm-hmm. Yes, Alex, you are great in bed.
You remember my name.
So great.
Thank you. I'll take
so
that.
So great, Alex. So great.
Thanks. That's the third time you said my name. What else do you know about me?
You work in the water industry?
Oh. Yeah. Must be why water's such a big deal for me, right?
Is that not true?
No, it's not. It's not true.
Your boss called you and...
I had my friend call.
...reamed you out for not being in your 9:45 meeting.
I actually had my friend do that for me.
Is that not true?
No, it's not true. I actually, I'm an anchor for a pod show. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. A podcast. Yep. I have my own show. You should listen. No, you shouldn't listen. Don't listen. That's a terrible idea. Don't listen to my
podcast. What?
I have a podcast. Like, it's a thing you shouldn't listen
to. Okay, well, I answered and...
You answered what? My podcast?
Your phone call.
But you did. I thank you so much.
Yeah.
I kind of need the reassurance. That's all. No, I work in the water.
You just need the reassurance. Okay.
Yeah. Sometimes guys, like, they have issues with that stuff. It's important to reassure the man that you love that he's great in bed.
Oh.
Hello?
Okay.
What?
Reassure the man.
Yes, say they do need it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I just got... Mm-hmm. You know, just to make me feel a little better. That'd be nice.
I mean, I tried to get you over here.
You did, many times. You know, it's pretty tempting, too, now that I think about it.
Right?
Because I am just so great. Right, guys?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You are.
Well, thanks. So what are you doing right now?
I'm just lying in bed.
So, are you going to send us a nude? Send me a nude? Or...
Shut up! You're full of shit.
How?
No, you're laughing. No.
Yeah. Why? I'm funny. I fucking...
You're a bunch of... Around a bunch of dudes. No.
No, I am not!
Yeah, you
How dare you?
I can hear, like, multiple laughers.
Just my laugh, man. I don't know. I just,
no, it's not.
I think a lot of things are funny. I laugh at inappropriate moments.
No, stop.
Stop?
In you can come over here if you want to, but...
Why don't you come over here?
Oh, there's a bunch of other chatter.
Who?
There's a lot of other talk.
Oh, chatter, you said. Mm-hmm. I thought you meant, like, chatterbait. Have you ever watched Chatterbait?
Yeah.
I'm just going to take, like, a quick little moment to... Give them a little promotion here. Chatterbait's a really great place to meet really lovely women. They do a lot of really nice things for a lot of lovely coins. Excuse me.
Well, maybe you should go on there.
Well, just give me a second. You'll understand why I'm telling you this.
Maybe you should go on there.
You know, if you're going to be jealous, this isn't going to work.
Shut up. Shut up.
I'm not being stupid. I'm being smart. Like, if you're already getting jealous, then what the fuck, man? Like, this isn't gonna work.
Why the fuck am I jealous? I'm not jealous.
Well, would you be mad if I was fucking another chick tonight?
No.
Oh, really? So you don't love me? So you're willing to share?
Huh?
You're willing to share?
Yeah, but I really wish you would come over here and fuck me.
Well, I can't right now. I can't. Like, I literally can't. Like,
Well, you literally can't, but go fuck away,
What?
I say go fuck away,
Go fuck away. I see. I thought you meant, like...
Yeah.
Like, go fuck off. Like, that was a different way for me to hear it. I was like, I've never heard it told that way.
No, I'm literally just saying, like, if you have something...
Like, go ahead and, like, have a great time.
Yeah, fuck away. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm allowed to fuck around, but you're not. Okay, so just gonna put that there.
What?
I said I'm.
You being dumb.
I'm allowed to fuck around, but you're not.
Yeah, I am.
No, you're not. You love me. You're.
No, I just did before you came over here.
Whoa. Wow. Did he at least wrap up?
I just fucked before you came here.
So then why did you need me? So then why did you need me? And why do you need me now?
Because I actually like you.
Oh, that's scary.
I know.
That's something you should probably not do.
Huh?
You probably shouldn't do that. I'm not. I'm not.
You like me too. So don't.
No, I don't like you. I'm tired of talking about this.
You
like,
do.
I love you.
I told you.
All right.
Yeah, you do.
I gotta go to bed. I really do. It's like four in the morning. It's 4 in the morning. It's 4 in the morning.
You love me. You wanna love me. call me if you didn't love me.
Yeah, I would. Oh, I got plenty of reasons to call right now. Huh? Nothing. All right, baby. I gotta go to bed, though. Seriously. I love you.
No, you don't. You love me.
No, I gotta go to bed.
You like me a little.
I just, you know, I really gotta hang up. I just gotta go to the restroom. I don't want you to hear it. It's really.
You like me a little.
Yeah, I'm gonna go poop. Love you. Oh, bye.
Just a little bit.
All right.
Okay. Whoa.
Okay. All right. All right. Love you.
Whoa. Love you. Bye.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
She did it back. She did it back. Like,
oh man,
I have a serious issue here, guys. I have, look, we're
60 minutes. We're coming up 60 minutes.
We're coming up on the last 5 minutes of the show. Oh. I think we should wrap the show up by talking about how serious the situation is for me.
It's very serious, Alex. I mean, easy.
Yeah, thanks, man. Thanks, man.
Did that shit to us. Did it to me first, and you did it to him, so might as well say
well, what's your name?
They already heard my name at the beginning of the show.
He still has, you have yet to pick a fucking radio name.
I wouldn't have one next time, on the next show.
What was yours? Captain Crunch, what was it?
Captain Crunch. That's right, because I crunched him down.
You didn't do shit.
That's not what it was.
All right, so look, we made the call. I called back, you guys. We got confirmation that I'm actually good in bed, okay? I actually do a good job. All right, so can I get an apology?
I think she just said that to make me feel good.
No.
I mean, she fucked before you came, dude. Come on.
Yeah. That,
okay, but she didn't call anyone else.
That's weird.
She could have gotten someone else.
No, the bump is coming to your lip.
Huh? Shut the fuck up. Dude, shut the fuck. That's not even funny. That's not funny. That's like,
Man, did you wrap yourself up?
What?
No, he didn't.
Yeah, I did.
No, he didn't.
You said you yes, didn't. I did. Yes, I did. You said you didn't.
Let I the, fucking wrapped it up, man.
Let the great world of America know you didn't wrap it up.
Oh, God, dude. Yes, I did, America. I fucking wrapped it up.
You're making America great again.
That means we're telling y'all to wrap it up or you'll have problems like him.
That's not true. Man, like, okay.
Okay, we got like 3 minutes, so let's wrap it up.
Okay. All right. Go. So we're signing off this way. All right. The moral of this fucking podcast today is don't hook up with Tinder chicks.
Yeah.
Because you never. It's like a box of chocolates.
Swipe left, not right. Go always to ChatterBait.
It's right. ChatterBait. Those bitches won't fucking linger.
Mm, they just want to fuck.
They just want to fuck. Exactly. Or just go get a hooker.
All right, guys. This
no hooker.
This Seymour Butts. We're at here. Got it easy.
Alrighty. See you later.
And what was your name?